Well, looking forward to the Commonwealth Games, which is coming up in Birmingham in April. And one lady who will be particularly proud about her achievements because it is her third Commonwealth Games is Kay Scott. After she won bronze at the Gold Coast, she'll certainly be looking to do better and get that elusive gold. And she's our guest this morning on the Big Sports Breakfast. Good morning, Kay.
Good morning, guys.
Congratulations on a third Commonwealth Games. I understand this is a feat only achieved once before by Tony Madigan as a boxer to complete in three Commonwealth Games. But considering that it took a long time for the girls to get in the ring at that particular level, that's a real achievement.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool little piece of history to make, and I'm very excited to be going along for my third game.
Kay, it's Phil Moss here. Wonderful to talk to you. We're going to talk Commonwealth Games, and I'd like to ask you a question about the Olympics and how you train and everything. But the burning question that you need to answer is give us some dirt on Jamie Rogers. You two are close friends. You must have some stories that we don't know about.
Oh, she was a wild girl in the uni days.
Oh, here we go.
No, she wasn't. She was a studious uni student. We know each other from way back then at UTS doing our human movement degree. And, we were like good friends.
Sounds like you're being very, very guarded.
Well, and we worked together at a gym called Millennium where Kay still is, and she actually got into trouble because she used to train me and we do it on the side.
Nice.
So, and Kay got pulled aside by her boss to say, you guys have to actually stop
doing that.
So
is that training you did with Kay, is that why you're going to swim the channel?
Well, could have led to that. That's probably why I'm strong. I was training with a boxer. Kay, take us back though, because, you know, you were the first female in terms of in New South Wales back in 2009 when it was illegal for women to compete in the boxing ring, and you took part in that first female bout. Just talk to us about that, but then also how much boxing has progressed to now in 2022.
Yeah, to be honest, like I still look back on it and reflect on it and just think that in 2009 that it was illegal in New South Wales. It was so crazy. I literally started doing some boxing just from in a gym doing boxer size type classes, and then somehow got involved with it a little bit more and started going down at my PCYC and watched a few boys kind of go to the fight nights, and I started getting a little bit more serious with the training, and I asked the coach there and I said, oh, look, I'd love to have a fight maybe in 6 months. Like, do you think we could do that? And he just said no. And I was like, oh, what do you mean no? He goes, it's illegal. You can't. And I, like, my jaw was just down to the ground. I was like, what the hell? But finally, the laws did lift in New South Wales because it was introduced to the 2012 Olympics for the first time. And, that was another little piece of history I can add to the boxing career book. And that was, really exciting to be part of. And we've just, honestly, like, the sport has progressed massively in Australia and in New South Wales since then. It's the third time that the girls have been allowed in the Commonwealth Games, and just the volume of girls that are involved in combat sports now are just exponentially growing.
And Kay, you mentioned the difficulty and you know, your jaw was on the ground when you heard that it was illegal. And then, of course, last year, if memory serves me correctly, and my research this morning with Jamie was correct, there was a bit of a setback too around the Olympic Games qualification because of COVID sort of shifting the goalposts. And we talk about resilience in athletes. How did that decision rest with you? How did you deal with it, and how did you bounce back?
That one still hurts a bit right now. It's probably been the toughest hurdle in my career to overcome. So I missed out on qualification for my final chance to qualify. The World Trials was cancelled because of COVID, and they decided to go back on ranking point system. It's quite complex in regards, but Australia doesn't get the chance to gain as many ranking points because of the events that are involved in. And unfortunately, because I've competed internationally in different weight divisions, only the points that are in your weight division count, and then they're halved if they come from different weight divisions. So, I mean, there were two more girls from my region, which was Asia Oceania, and I sat in the third ranking spot. So number one and number two went, and I just sat on the side and there was nothing I could do about it.
So if that still hurts as an athlete, because we'll have plenty listening in this morning, how do you bottle that and use it in a positive way? Does that spur you on to greater things?
Yeah, in hindsight, you've got to accept those feelings and kind of sit with them. But then you realise, like, it's completely out of your control. There's nothing you can do about it. And I wanted to. I did have to decide with my career, because I'm older as an athlete, and I just had to sit down and decide: do I want to keep going, or do I want to finish my career? And it was actually another girl in the Australian team who actually decided to pack it in, and that was it for her. And she's retired now. But I knew that after kind of going through my head that wasn't for me, and decided to push on and managed to qualify for the Com Games, and here I am, ready to go get the gold medal over there.
Well, talk to us about your preparation, because you are up in Brisbane for the next 2.5 weeks before you fly over to the UK. If anyone that's following you on Instagram or any of your social media platforms will just see how full-on and extensive your training is. Just talk to us about this preparation.
We've got the whole Commonwealth Games team up here. We're kind of doing a 2.5 week prep up here. We train kind of three sessions a day, pretty full on. Then we'll go back home just for a couple of days to pack everything. Then we're off to the island. So we're doing a 2.5 week training camp over in Ireland with some international teams to get some higher caliber sparring there. And then from there, we'll go straight into Birmingham.
Have you ever been to Birmingham? Have you been to the UK to train there? And what are your expectations?
I've been to the UK many times for training camps, but not Birmingham itself. It's funny enough, the place in Ireland that we're going to is the exact same university and training grounds that I went to for my first ever Commonwealth Games. That was the same area and training camp that we did. I just got sent the details before and it said Ulster University, and I was like, hang on. And then I asked the head coach and he's like, yeah, it's the same place. So that'll be a little bit nostalgic going back there.
And one honour for you as well, as you were nominated to be the flag bearer for these Com Games through the boxing CEO. That surely would have been nice to have been given that phone call.
Yeah, that was very, very heartwarming to hear that they wanted to have me representing. It was a really big honour.
Okay, where's boxing at? Where do you think the sport is at? If you think about it generally, as you said, you're an older athlete. I'm not going to call you old age because you're certainly not that. But you know, with the experience you've got and the mature mindset you've got, where do you think the sport's at?
I think the Australian team at the last Com Games, we were the most successful team ever. I think we had something like 7 medals from 13 people. We've got a little bit of a different team coming in here. The girls, we've got 4 females. 3 of them are very well experienced internationally. The men that have come through pretty much are all newcomers. So some of them had a couple of international fights. So it would be interesting just to see where they are on the world stage. But it is hard to navigate where we are because of COVID has stopped a lot of international competition to know you where you are on the ranking, so we don't really kind of 100% know where you're sitting in regards to the rest of the world. So yeah, it's a bit of a lottery system there, and you'll just have to stay tuned and watch it all to see how it unfolds.
So Kay, you're amateur at the moment, obviously ahead of the Commonwealth Games. I understand you're going professional after the Com Games. What is that process like, and I guess what are the challenges in training, and I guess the next steps as far as managing your career are concerned?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited to make a change. I've been with the amateurs for a very, very long time, hence the 3 Com Games. I just think I've kind of achieved what I wanted to in the amateurs, as long as I bring away that gold from Birmingham.
When you bring that gold home.
Yeah, that's it. A few more opportunities in the pros, something different. You don't need to do anything. You just need to register as a professional. Like, changes a little bit for the females. We go from, instead of doing 3-minute rounds, we go back to doing 2-minute rounds. But you go up to 10 rounds rather than always 3 3-minute rounds. So there's a few technical adjustments that you make in the ring that maybe just to the general public, if they didn't know much about boxing, they wouldn't know. But there's quite a few adjustments that you do need to make. It's a different style. It's the same sport, but there's lots of tactical adjustments and technical adjustments that you have to make as a pro. You kind of learn it along the way and hopefully get a good management team and can sign up with one of the big companies like No Limit or Matchroom and get on some of the big world stage shows.
And Kay, I've already bought mine, but where can our listeners support you and get the Team Scott t-shirts?
Yay. Thank you.
Oh, Jamie Rogers, the head of merchandise.
I love it. I've got some Team Scott supporter t-shirts for Commonwealth Games. You go to www.unbroken.com.au and then you just type in K or K Scott. You'll see that my t-shirt comes up under their merchandise.
Well, Kay, great to speak to you this morning. Once again, congratulations on a third Commonwealth Games. It's such an achievement. Good luck over there in Birmingham and good luck again beyond the Commonwealth Games in your professional career. There's a lot happening. So thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me on, guys.